Swami Bodhichitananda ji, you teach Kriya Yoga seminars and workshops at Yoga Vidya.
Yes.
How does Kriya Yoga go together with the teachings of Yoga Vidya and the Shivananda tradition?
Well, I can tell from my own experience. For me, I found Kriya Yoga to be very powerful. And when I came to Swami Shivananda's teachings, I liked it because he's very universal. He's as broad can be. So he gives a snapshot of the whole Dharmic culture of India. If you wanted to put all of the Indian spiritual culture in one place, I think Swami Shivananda represents that the best, you know. So he writes on every kind of spiritual practice, and he encourages every type of spiritual practice. So according to your temperament, he will encourage that in you. So if you like Hatha Yoga and you came as a student to Swami Shivananda, he would say that Hatha Yoga is the best path, and he would really encourage you to go 100% in that. And if you came as a jnani studying Vedanta, he would really encourage that. And he might even say that Vedanta is better than Hatha Yoga. And to the Hatha Yogi, he may say that Hatha Yoga is better than Vedanta, you know, because you have to really believe it. And that's what he wants, for you to really focus on that. And there were people who came as musicians, and he felt that you could find God through music. So he gives the overall environment for a spiritual practice. And Kriya Yoga is one of the great practices that came within that overall environment of Indian spiritual culture. So the way I see, for me, I see Kriya Yoga and the teachings of Swami Shivananda is Swami Shivananda is the vision, the worldview, how you see the world, and all the information and all the culture that goes together to support it. Kriya Yoga is a very specific practice of meditation, of how to go within very quickly. So I find them fitting together very, very seamlessly, you know. And most of the practices of meditation you find throughout the world are pretty similar, you know. Usually they have you start with the breath, you're watching the breath, you might do some pranayama with the breath. Then you might do a mantra. We have mantras in Kriya Yoga also, but they're nirguna mantras. We don't focus on the mantras of the deities as much because we feel that everything we need is in this body temple. It's all here. So, and the breath has its own mantra. You know, the mantra of Hamsa is the mantra of the breath. So we utilize that with the breath and slowing the heart, slowing the mind, bringing the consciousness within. So that all fits within the system that Patanjali gave in the Eightfold Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. And it also fits in with the Bhagavad Gita and within the Upanishads. So, you know, in India, generally, we'll look to the tradition for the authority. We look to the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita primarily. Those are the main two places we look for the authority, and the Brahma Sutras, sorry. So traditionally, we look to the scriptures for authority in any kind of philosophy or practice.